Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, Larry, I see you sitting right there around the campfire, and you do look like you're ready to talk some hunting, and we got a bunch of hunting to talk about, don't we?
You know what? You're right. I mean, hunting season is here for all essential purposes, you know. I mean, and it's time. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
All I'm waiting on now, if a little cool weather comes around, I'm going to be probably not just worthless, I'll be totally worthless, because that's all I'll be thinking about is going hunting somewhere.
Well, the good thing is, this will get you fired up. You know, of course, you're well aware that you and I, in 2 days, we're going to head up to the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up there and hunt hogs. But what I've done a little checking on the weather. We've got a little cool front coming in. That's going to be there when it's going to be there about the time we arrive. So
I like that, by golly.
Cloud cover, a little bit. Ooh. I think the high is supposed to be around 88 or something like that. So that's like a cold front this time of year, you know?
You bet. I hadn't even checked, but now you really got me excited
yeah.
about what we're going to do. You know, we're going to go up, as you mentioned, to do some hog hunting you know, might even whittle a line over there. Who can tell for sure, by golly, until we get there. But
right.
One of the things I want to do is while we're there, too, is I've got a deer hunt set up there this year, and I know Travis and I are going to go look at a little bit of country as well, too, during the time when we're not hunting hogs. So I'm really excited about that because that area up there produces some really good deer, and I'm ready. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to Africa this year like I normally do, and not hunting out of country like I usually have done in the past. It's built up in me, and I got to do something about it. And I feel sorry for the hogs while we're there.
Yep, we've got to get some pork. I won't go into length on this one, but I shot a little 70 pounder by my house, not around a corn feeder. You know, Larry, I was looking at the trail camera pictures, and these hogs there's a bunch of hogs back there, but they're showing up middle of the night, and I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm not about that. I want to get some sleep if I can, and, you know,
right,
hunt them like traditionally. Well, I noticed these hogs, every one of them was wet up to the top of their back, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, I thought, I got to putting two and two together, you know? I said, now, obviously, it's hot summertime, and there's a lot of water. The water's down in all these gravel pits, but there's still a bunch of water, and some of it is real remote. So I started looking at mud lines when leaving that feeder, you know, where rubs and stuff trees, and there's a lot of sign down there because there's so many hogs. But anyway, I found a spot where they were cutting the high bank of a deal that dropped off into probably 10 foot in a gentle slope, but down into the where the, you know, the water, if it was up, it would be way up there, but it was down low. So I followed that. This was early in the afternoon. So I decided yesterday morning to get up real early, and I did sit on the feeder for about 30 minutes at daylight, and then I got down and followed that trail, got down in there, and I wound up back in there, you know, and shot a little hog back there, eater hog. But that's a good point, you know. When they're coming to the feeders, I don't mind at all sitting on a feeder, but if they're not, you know, it's a good plan, you know, kind of put two and two together, and you can do pretty good if you'll get out and do some scuffling around, can't you?
You really can, and I mean, it's almost like following the rub line with a whitetail buck. You know, in a lot of respects, it's the same way, because you can kind of follow it around, you get an idea as to where he's been, what he's doing, and where he might be, and so you're doing basically the same thing with those rub lines with the hogs, which makes it even that much more interesting when it comes to hunting them.
That's true. I wish you'd have had your. No, maybe it would have made the funniest videos, but if you'd had your film crew down there, Larry. But what I did, I'm back in there 300 or 400 yards doesn't sound like far until you wind around through a bunch of old dried up gravel pits. You know, it's you can get into some pretty remote stuff, but I was back there maybe 400 yards and had the hog down. So it was across an area of watershed that I couldn't get to. I mean, there's no, I guess I could have walked forever and went around, but I still had to get that meat out of there, you know? So I thought, okay, what am I going to do? Well, I thought I had a little kayak looking boat stashed way back around, but there was water all the way. So I thought, I'll go get the boat. I'll paddle up here and get him. Well, the paddle was back home, you know, so I wasn't thinking ahead. I go back and get the paddle and then paddle back in there. And made it so much easier. I'd probably still be trudging through that muck, you know, if I'd have tried to walk that hog out of there. But hog hunting is just so much fun. And Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry, we probably need to remind folks in the summer, they have some deals where they can stay in the lodge, meals and everything included. But they've also got a kind of a bunkhouse, nice, clean house, where people for just a few bucks can go, and it's not expensive, and do their own cooking and enjoy the hog hunt. They'll still take you out and help you with the meat and all that stuff. That is a deal, you know?
It really is. I'll tell you what, they're extremely economical, that's the way they've got things set up, and that is such a, I mean, you're talking about almost 45,000 acres. I guess it is 45,000 acres.
Yep.
And that hog population up there is extremely high. And I got a feeling it's going to stay that way because they're really doing a great job on the habitat, and they're starting to do a little bit of supplemental feeding for the deer, and I'm sure the hog will benefit from that as well, too. So you talk about an absolutely great place to go. And it's not that far from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that part of the world, even from where I live then, you know, and close to Queen Houston and Austin now. And so anybody looking for an opportunity to get away a little bit, do some hog hunting, do some absolutely fantastic fishing, that Choctaw Hunting Lodge is the place to go as far as I'm concerned. I'm already planning more hunts and more trips up there.
I know it. I'm glad that we connected and made friends up there.
Amen.
Yep, that's true. And, you know, I will admit, dove season is just around the corner, and our friend Rennell Walker up at Ranger Creek Ranch, they actually manipulate the habitat they plant for dove and
yes.
and get in there and brush hog the sunflowers and all that. But that really is, that's a fantastic place to go dove hunting. Anybody that's looking for a spot up in Knox County, folks, and you can go online to rangercreekranch.com. And Rennell and her team of guides and all, you'll like it, I guarantee. I think you'll vouch for that too, Larry.
Yes, I will. I'll tell you what, that's a great place up there, and those fabulous people as well. And since you mentioned that, just as a quick reminder, don't forget to get a new hunting license, new hunting fishing license, because all the Texas licenses run out on August 31st, and you have to have a new one once you start getting out on September 1. So just a quick reminder, not forget your hunting license.
Exactly. Good thought. And, you know, got a check here. I got a Oklahoma turkey tag, you know, back
right.
when I was turkey hunting up there, but I think we need to look into that. There's a Walmart right there when we go up through Hugo going up to the Choctaw Hunting Lodge or do it online or something, but that's something we need to look into. That'll be a quick fix, though, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I've been one of those up there in the past. We just kind of messed around a little bit and it never even carried a gun out, and this time I am going to have to make darn sure that since we're hunting, and I will be doing that check and make sure that we've got whatever the current hunting license is and what license is required.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, last time I stopped, when I was turkey hunting with Travis up there, I stopped by Hugo with the Walmart right there, and quick deal, in and out, you know, but
yeah,
we'll get
yeah.
that worked out. Well, Larry, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon you're into the deer hunt, a lot of deer hunting right now.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're into the third quarter pretty strong right now. And we've got a lot of whitetail deer hunting and a lot of whitetail deer hunting this year from Texas as well, too. So, and we're on four times a week. They just added a fourth airing for us. I think it's on Saturday evening. I think it's either 5:30 or 6:30. I can't remember which is the Eastern or the Central time zone, but I mean, they can go online with the Pursuit Channel .com and go to DSC Trail and the Hunter's Moon, and they'll give all the times that we're available, but we're being shown, and I appreciate people watching them. We're also in the process. I mean, Blake Barnett's been busy this year and traveling across the country, putting his Ruger and Hornady and Trigicon scopes to good work, because he's been to Africa a couple of times. He's been to Alaska a couple of times, and I think that's kind of about ready to go back and get up to Alaska again right now.
He's been on the prowl. That's right.
And, yes, he has.
And you know, Larry, that's so, you know, I'm glad, you know, I won't say take a breather. You're as active as ever, but you know, you're this right now. You're concentrating on some stuff. It's really a whole lot requires a whole lot less travel, you know. And you can, you know, there's a whole lot of neat stuff right here in the U.S. to do, isn't it? You know,
there is. I'm going to spend a lot of time this fall in Texas. I'm doing one out of country trip that's up to Alberta in late November, early December. But spending lots of time in Texas this year, and next year I'll start getting old across the ponds again and try to do some stuff maybe in Europe and Africa and a few other places. But as you mentioned, this year I just really want to try to spend some time here and actually spend a little time hunting on my own place that I've had a chance to do since I've been a little bitty kid, and really kind of looking forward to that hunt as well too.
You bet. Well, Larry, they're telling me that our campfire time to put out the campfire, but I'll be seeing you in a couple of days, and I'm really looking forward to us getting some more pork in the freezer, and we're going to share the pictures and all with you know, catfishradio.org, folks, is where
Amen.
You can go. Yep, you can go there and listen to the archive of this show later, you know, today, and
right.
You know, kind of stay tuned in to what's going on. But we'll see you in a couple of days, Mr. Wysoon, and you be safe, okay?
You too. I'll see you in just a little while.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets. Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably kill 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.